Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Thank you so much for tuning in. Email wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. If you have any questions for us here at Let's Talk About It, if you have any questions for Dr. Nguyen, we would be pleased to take the questions. And we're LinkedIn buddies, Dr. Nguyen and I. So, I can get the question to her, and we can get it answered and back to you. It's one of the reasons we set up the email communication system. So, welcome back to Let's Talk About It. I'm your host, Scott Dudley. Maria Wyatt is off today. She will be back shortly. We are here today with Dr. Victoria Nguyen, and she is a, aside from the fact I'm slaughtering the name, I can tell, a licensed clinical psychologist and behavioral scientist for the RAND Corporation. She has a vast, a really vast experience in terms of setting up mental health access, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy programs, and in underserved areas around the world, almost literally, and has done a lot of work locally and is based in Los Angeles, and we've contracted with her and her people to come down and consult for us and to begin to set up some evidence-based treatments specifically for adults with depression in our community. So welcome back, Vicki.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. So, I was kind of thinking in our first segment, when we kind of talked about depression, we kind of talked about how impactful it is for a lot of people. What is depression? If I'm sitting there listening, how do I know if I might be depressed myself?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, depression is a very common mental health condition. It's characterized by sadness and loss of interest, pleasure, feelings of guilt or low self-worth, low self-esteem, disturbed sleep or appetite, feeling tired, poor concentration. These are all some common symptoms of depression. And according to, what professionals use, we typically think about having these symptoms, having at least five of these symptoms over 2 weeks period. And depression, oftentimes we all have had periods where we felt sadness or loss of interest in things or low motivation, right? But we're still able to function. So if this continues and persists over time and it affects people's ability to function at work or at home or in their relationships, then they may have clinical depression, which would be, which would warrant mental health treatment.
So is it fair to say that life kind of ebbs and flows and it's normal to have variance in how much energy, how much motivation, even how happy you are?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if it happens to get stuck there,
mm-hmm.
and to the point where your life starts getting disrupted, you may have clinical depression.
Right. And so it's very important to go in and get assessed and get treatment because it is very treatable.
Now, I guess I'm thinking of the frog that's sitting in the water with the heat turned on that doesn't realize it's boiling because it kind of the heat builds up gradually. Is that something with depression where people just kind of miss the signs, miss the symptoms, and it's kind of a quiet gradual slide into this thing that they don't even notice it?
Mm-hmm. That can happen. I've often had patients come in and once we tell them they have depression, they say, wow, I've felt sad for a really long time, and I didn't think that it was clinical depression.
No, I just thought this was how life is.
Mm-hmm. Or they, right? I thought this is just how I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
That I'm just like a sad person.
And this was my fate. So,
mm-hmm.
So I would think that would be, it may or may not be a big deal, but certainly for people, the kind of gradual incline, if
mm-hmm.
you will. But sometimes depression hits pretty hard. I mean, can it really, here today, all of a sudden, bam, I'm depressed?
Typically doesn't happen, so immediately unless it's, after some sort of crisis, some traumatic experience. But you would need usually some time.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.